Getting an idea is a little like falling in love. Excitement is highest when you first meet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Getting an idea is a little like falling in love. Excitement is highest when you first meet. We all listen within for ideas because we'd like to have inspiration with which to do our writing, with which to do our talking, with which to do our thinking. I was thinking the other day, in fact, I was thinking last night, and I think all the time, in fact, but this morning, before I woke up, I dreamed that I was an ordinary person, like I am ordinary person, and these Japanese industrialists came over to talk to me. And these Japanese industrialists were extremely brilliant people. They had to be to come and talk to me, because I am a genius. I am an absolute Mensa genius, top of the tippy top of all. And so they came to me and they said they are planning a new program. And the new program is going to, first it is going to revitalize some buildings that they have. And they said that the buildings were needed to be very strong, and they needed to find a way to destroy the bacteria that was in the concrete in the buildings, which over the years destroyed the concrete. Over the years, it made the concrete fall apart. And so I casually said to the industrialists, I said, well now, if you would just take ozonated water and use it in the building of your concrete, then you would not have the bacteria in your concrete, and that would stand up just perfectly. And so the industrialists acted very casual about it and didn't pay attention, didn't, as though nothing important had been said. And so he took me into another area, and he showed me some buildings that they were raising, and they had concrete and steel and so forth, and the concrete just poof, they would bang the walls and they would fall down in a lot of dust, you know how that works, and they were cleaning up the building, and I said, what are you going to do here? He said, well, here we're going to store some of our special heavy-duty equipment that we want to keep from being weathered outside, and we want to have it inside and clean it and keep it under a nice controlled situation. And I said, well, that's an interesting thing to do. And we have these great track machines that are going to be brought in. And I said, certainly you're using the latest fiber track system on them so that they can go on any surface and not cut up the surface and be useful and still give you the strength of the track power. He said, so we will do. And so then we went into maybe about 8 or 10 other different areas where they were showing me things and pretending that they were not listening to me, you know, as we talked about the condition that was existing there. And I wasn't listening within. I was within. I live within. And so whenever anyone asks me a question, I come up with an answer that is functional to whatever they wish to do. And these guys were saying to me, what do you do for a living? You know, why are you just a professor at the university there? And why are, you know, you should be in industry? And I said, well, should I be in industry or should I be available to industry? Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm happy to be available to you. No problem, no charge, no nothing. And they said, well, we can't allow that to happen. We can't allow you to give us the secrets to the solutions of our problems without paying you. And they said, we do not want to put you on a retainer because then you are retained. And we don't want to retain you in any way. We don't want to stifle you in any way. So what we will do, we will give your organization $1 billion, and then they will have that to operate on, and this will make us feel that we have contributed something for the ideas that we're receiving. And I said, whatever makes you happy. And so they did that. Now, you see, Herb, you are a dreamer. $1 billion. Well, $1 billion isn't big. $1 billion is a lot of money, it's true. It's very, quite lovely. Anyone would be quite delighted to have it. But, you see, when you don't need it, and you don't really want it, everything is available to you. And listening within, I was able to come up with every one of the answers. Now, if I had taped my dream, wouldn't that be interesting, tape your dream? But if I had taped my dream, which probably took place in maybe a half a minute, I would have had all of those ideas that were being expressed, all of those genius ideas that were coming out and being done. Now, over the past years, my son has always picked my brain as we would come home late from some activity. And he would be driving, and then he'd say, "Well, Dad, how do we make a battery that is going to have greater life, that is going to have strength and power in it, that's going to do this and that and so forth, and be available to be used in the airplane and so forth?" Well, I had been a real estate agent for one of my clients who was with Gill Electric Battery Company, Mr. Gill in Redlands. And I had worked with him on many of his projects, many of the things that he was working for. During the Second World War, he developed a battery that could be in airplanes that went upside down without dumping the acid out, you know, and still be a viable battery. Well, as we drove home, my son started saying to me, "Okay, now, tell me all about a battery that we can build, you know." And so I began describing it to him. And of course, I'd drift off to sleep now and then because it wasn't anything terribly exciting to me, but I would just tell him. And then he'd say, "Dad, what's next?" You know. And so I would give him. And I gave him virtually the entire system of the battery. And then we got close to home and I didn't finish it. There was maybe about one page left. And I told him, "Well, I've taken you this far. Now you take it the rest of the way if you want to." Well, he has allowed himself to be diverted from his genius path, which he is, into other things. Now, his diversion didn't help, because after creating his ultralight airplanes, which were exquisite and are exquisite and work beautifully, his mind says, "You've got to design an engine. You've got to design an engine. You've got to design it." So he designed an engine. And his engine is pollution-free, it's tiny, it's powerful, it does magic. And he has it now to the state where it's been approved and guaranteed, the patents are all accepted and everything. And we'll see what the next step comes. His big problem, not problem, but his big circumstances, when he has finished an idea, he goes on to something else. And when he goes on to something else, he doesn't go back and finish up these things. But they're basically finished. They're basically done. So we'll see what comes there. We have here, getting an idea is a little like falling in love. Excitement is highest when you first meet. The excitement of getting an idea is highest when you first get it. And that's the time to pursue it. That's the time to follow that idea. That's the time to live that idea. That's the time to take that idea and run with it and do everything you can. Because moments will pass and new ideas will come up. And you're not here to manifest ideas. You understand that? You're not here to demonstrate ideas. You're here to enjoy them. And oftentimes enjoying is just a matter of having it pass through your mind. And then you go on to other things. Remember that. Getting an idea is a little like falling in love. You fall in love and your first feel, "Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful." And then later on, "That's nice. I wouldn't change it for anything." But that first feeling of being in love, where you didn't know whether it was night or day, you didn't know anybody's name, you didn't even know what you're supposed to be doing, the first time of falling in love, it's a special out-of-body experience. It's a special bliss experience, if you might say. And truly, it's probably as close to bliss as anyone can be, because you're in this state of euphoria that is absolutely fantastic. Excitement is highest when you first meet. And that's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Think on these things and realize it doesn't matter if you carry out your ideas, but enjoy them. Enjoy them. It doesn't matter if you take to fulfillment every dream you have. Just enjoy it while you're with it. And then go on to the next ones, and the next ones, and the next ones. And as you do that, you'll find that life is great, because you are great, and everything in the world is great. I love you. I love you. I love you.